نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: احفظ الله تجده في جاهك. وكما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذوي الخلافة. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم advising his cousin Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما said: احفظ الله. Look after Allah. That means look after the commands of Allah. Tajidhu fi jahaka. You will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around you and near you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam began the advice by saying, ihfadillaha yahfadka. Look after the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after you. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ihfadillaha tajidhu tijahaka. Look after the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will find him near you, around you. The one who fully looks after the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the terminology of Sharia is known as muttaqi. Khalli dhunub sagiraha wa kabiraha dhatat tuqa. Leave sins, all of them, major and minor, that is taqwa. Muttaqi is that person who has taqwa. And the one with taqwa is that person who neither commits a major sin nor a minor sin. If overcome by nafs, if overcome by shaitan, he was to sleep and commit a sin, whether minor or major, then he would repent immediately. So a muttaqi, number one, is that person who does not make program of sinning. His heart and mind becomes obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the thought process at all times is, I cannot disobey my Creator. I will not disobey my Creator. I cannot commit any sin, be it major or minor, severe or kabira. I cannot commit sin. Sin is a sin. Sin is disobedience to Allah. If it is a major sin, it is disobedience to Allah. If it is a minor sin, it is disobedience to Allah. How can I disobey my Creator who has brought me into existence from nothing? How can I disobey my Creator who has granted me so many favors? Eyes, ears, tongue, brain, heart, Iman, Islam. So a muttaqi person will never make a program of disobeying Allah. But sometimes, overcome by nafs or shaitan, due to the wrong environment, due to the wrong company, if he wants to sleep and commit a sin, minor or major, then after committing that sin, he would become restless and he will not find peace until he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes tawbah, repents and purifies his heart from the filth of sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defining the muttaqeen says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. The muttaqi servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who, after committing a sin, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What have I done? They don't feel happy about that sinful activity. They feel remorse, regret. They feel guilty. They feel filthy. They become restless. And they will resort to tawbah immediately. Zakarullah, they will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tastaghfiru li dhunubihim. And they will seek forgiveness for their sins. And their belief is, وَمَنْ يَكْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who can forgive sins other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلَمْ يُسِرُّ عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. And they do not insist on the mistake that they have committed. They don't feel happy about the mistake they have committed. Oh, it doesn't really matter. It's only a minor sin. It's only one sin I have committed. And I'm going to do it again. No. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّ عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا هُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ. These are the people whose reward is forgiveness from their Rabb. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ. These are the people whose reward is مَغْفِرَةٌ, forgiveness from their Rabb. وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And gardens of paradise under which rivers will flow. نِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَابِدِينَ. Very good is the reward for those people who strive. اِحْفَدِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَدْكَ. اِحْفَدِ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تِجَاهَكَ. Look after the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look after the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts. Allah will look after you and you will always find Allah around you, with you. The one who looks after the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who tries his utmost, who tries his level best
in abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as muttaqi. Ibadillah, look after the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become a muttaqi. Yahfadka, Allah will look after you. Ibadillah, look after the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become a muttaqi. Tajidhu tijahaka, you will find Allah near you, around you. We find the same message in the glorious Quran. Inna Allaha ma'a alladhina ittaqaw. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who are muttaqeen. Allah is with those people who are muttaqeen. Allah is with those people who abstain from every disobedience to Him. Allah is with those people who adopt taqwa. Hazrat Qatada rahimahullahu ta'ala commenting on this verse says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَكُنْ مَعَهُ. Whoever abstains from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with him. Now one will say, Allah is with everybody. Is Allah not with everybody? So what is the speciality of this person who adopts taqwa? Here, Allah will be with him means Allah will be his supporter. Maulana Imran lives in Toronto. And if he faces any difficulty in Toronto and if he speaks to me over the phone, I will say, don't worry, I am with you. So physically I am not with him. But what I mean is that in every thick and thin, I will be supporting you, don't worry. So, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَكُنْ مَعَهُ. One who adopts taqwa, Allah is with him. During every moment of his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support him. Allah will help him. Allah will assist him. What did Musa alayhi salatu wasalam say to his people when they said, we were better off when we were with Fir'aun? We were being persecuted, but we were alive, at least. Inna ramudarakum, now the sea is in front of us and Fir'aun is behind us. We are doomed. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Inna ma'iya rabbi, my Rabb is with me. The support, the nusra, the assistance of my Rabb is with me, don't worry. When Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mushrikeen have reached the mouth of the cave. And if one was to take just another step, they will see us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Bakr, La tahzan, do not grieve. Inna Allah ma'ana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Allah is with us. His support is with us. His nusra and His assistance is with us. His help is with us. So Qatada rahimahullah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَكُنْ مَعَهُ. One who adopts taqwa, one who carries out all the do's of Allah and abstains from all the don'ts of Allah, When you follow the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ibadat, the mu'asharat, the mu'amalat, the akhlaq, when you carry out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to his heart and related to his outer body, who carries out the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yakun ma'ahu, Allah will be with him, Allah will become his supporter, Allah will become his helper, Allah will take him out from any situation. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ مَعَهُ فَتَعَلَى رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَلَى سِيْهِ وَمَنْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ مَعَهُ. And the one with whom is Allah, يَكُنْ مَعَهُ فِئَةٌ لَا تُغْلَبُ. The one with whom is Allah, with him is a large party of malaika, large to blood, which can never be overpowered. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and O the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa jmai, in the field of Badr. Wa antum adilla, when you had no resources. You had no resources. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down angels. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَكُنْ مَأَهُ. The one who adopts taqwa, Allah is with him. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ مَأَهُ. And the one with whom is Allah, يَكُنْ مَأَهُ فِيَةٌ. With him is a big party, a large gathering of malaika, لَا تُغْلَبْ. This gathering of malaika, this party of malaika can never be defeated, can never be overpowered. And with such a person is wal harisul ladhi la yanam, wal hadi alladhi la yudhillu. The one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with him is Allah, and with whomsoever is Allah, with him is a party that cannot be defeated, with him is a guard who never sleeps. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm. With him is a guard who does not sleep. Wal hadi alladhi la yudhillu. And with him is a guide who will not lead him astray. He will always keep him on the straight path. Yes, he will test us, but once we pass the test and once we get the certificate of taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there, and he will make sure that we do not take the wrong path. He will make sure that we remain on the path of taqwa. He himself will guide us on the path of taqwa. He himself will fulfill all our needs of this world also. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he migrated from India to Makkah Mukarrama, he said that when I was in Makkah Mukarrama, I had a neighbor. Who had gold coin. He was wealthy. So he would eat good food, but he was unable to sleep during the night. Because he had money, he was wealthy, he would eat good food, but he was unable to sleep during the night because he was worried about his wealth. So he came to this conclusion that what is the point of this wealth when I am unable to sleep? So he gave away everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Hazrat Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says, he was a pious person and he has the quality of taqwa and tawakkul. One who has taqwa, he has all the qualities. So he had tawakkul also. Tawakkul, reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But everybody's level of taqwa is different. His level of taqwa was very high, so he gave away everything.
He gave away everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested his tawakkul. And for 8 days, he could not find food. For 8 days, he remained hungry. He would go to the well of Zamzam and drink the water of Zamzam.
With this belief that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma'u Zamzama lima shuriba lahu. A person is able to fulfill his objective by consuming the water of Zamzam. With whatever intention you drink the water of Zamzam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills that objective. So he would make the intention of satiating himself.
So he remained on Zamzam only. He did not beg, he did not stretch his hand out in front of anybody, relied on Allah only, that Allah will give me food.
Allah will give me food. After 8 days, somebody gave him food.
Something came as a hadiya, and he was able to eat. Again for 8 days, nothing. After 8 days, food. Again for 8 days, nothing. After 8 days, food. So initially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him and gave him food every 8 days. After every 8 days.
Then the test became easier after every 4th day, after every 2nd day. Then daily he was getting food.
Something would happen and the food is there, somebody would give him a hadiya. Or somebody would say, please come and have lunch with me. Please come and have supper with me.
During this time, he started teaching a Turkish boy how to ride.
The father of the Turkish boy was very wealthy. He didn't know the condition of this man. That he is poor, he has nothing. And he is living a life of tawakkul.
But this work he was doing free of charge. He was not charging. Because his tawakkul was upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The father of the boy became very happy and he said that you are my child's teacher. It is my desire that you accept my invitation and become my guest forever daily.
So you come for lunch at my house and you come for supper at my house. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَكُنْ مَعَهُ. Whoever adopts taqwa, taqwa, Allah is with him. Allah is with him. Allah is a God who does not sleep, he will look after him. Allah is a guide who will guide him
on the straight path in dunyavi matters and also in the ukhravi matters, in dini matters and worldly matters. But one has to bear it with patience in the initial stages.
There was a pious person, he was traveling and because he was on his own, in those old times, he came across a lonely jungle. So naturally,
He felt frightened. As his anxiety increased, in the jungle, loneliness, night was dawning upon him, anxiety was increasing. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَكُنْ مَعَهُ. But whoever adopts taqwa, whoever is a muttaqi, Allah is with him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him, Allah looks after him. So he heard somebody calling out from nowhere. He could not see the person. A hati. Somebody calling out. And he was asking a question, لِمَ تَسْتَوْشِشُ. Why do you feel frightened? أَلَيْسَ مَعَكَ حَبِيبُكَ. Is your beloved not with you?
Allah.
لِمَ تَسْتَوْشِشُ. Why do you feel lonely? Why do you feel scared? Why do you feel frightened? Why do you experience anxiety? Is your Habib not with you? Is your beloved not with you? As soon as he heard this coder, his heart was filled with tranquility and peace. اِلْفَدِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظْكَ. Look after the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will look after you. اِلْفَدِ اللَّهَ تَدِلْهُ تِجَارَ. Look after the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around you, near you, with you. And the person who looks after the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as muttaqi. And Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who have taqwa. And further Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. And Allah is with those people who have the quality of ihsan. In the first part of the verse, Allah says that those people who become muttaqi, Allah becomes theirs. Those people who become muttaqi, Allah becomes theirs. Allah is always supporting them, looking after them, taking care of them. And in the second part of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing us towards this question, how do we become muttaqi? So Allah says that, become muhsin. If you become muhsin, you will become muttaqi. If you are a muhsin, you are a muttaqi. And you are a muttaqi only if you are a muhsin. These two things go hand in hand together. You cannot become a muttaqi without becoming a muhsin. And if you are a muttaqi, it is not possible that you are not a muhsin. And if you become a muhsin, you automatically become muttaqi. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا and إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. It's the same thing. Allah is with those people who are muttaqi. But Allah is with those people who are muhsineen. But in order to become a muttaqi, you need to become a muhsin. First you become a muhsin and as a result you become a muttaqi. And who is a muhsin? Muhsin is that person who has the quality of ihsan. What is ihsan? Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam asked this question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mal ihsan? What is ihsan? What is the quality of ihsan? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al ihsanu an ta'budallaha ka'annaka tarah. Fa'in lam takun tarahu fa'innahu yarak. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though you were seeing him. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though you were seeing him. And a mu'min is in ibadah all 24 hours. All 24 hours. When he is drinking, he is in ibadah. Am I drinking according to the wishes of my Creator? When he is eating, he is in ibadah. Am I eating in accordance to the commands of my Creator? When he is wearing clothes, he is in ibadah. Am I using the clothes that are allowed in Sharia? When he is talking, he is in ibadah because he is alert. I cannot say this. I can only say this. This is not permissible. This is permissible. So, Antabudullah means he lives his life as if he is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means, if a person saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking at him, how would he behave? If a person saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking at him, how would he behave? This is ihsan. When a person begins to feel that Allah is looking at me, Allah is watching me, this is ihsan. And once a person begins to feel this, that Allah is watching me, Allah is watching me, I am being watched, I am being watched, Allah is looking at me, Allah is watching me. And as a result of this feeling that Allah is watching me, a person abstains from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this condition of his is ihsan, and the result of ihsan is taqwa. During the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu was walking around during the night, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, to find out whether everything is peaceful or not. They were worried. They were concerned about the hereafter. And because they were concerned about the hereafter, they felt the responsibility of their position. So he was the Amirul Mu'mineen. And he felt that if anybody is suffering, I will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So he used to go out during the night and walk in the streets to find out if there is anybody who is being oppressed by anyone. When he was returning home late in the morning during tahajjud time, he heard in the silence of the night a lady waking her daughter up. My dear, wake up. Oh, my daughter, wake up. Wake up. And she was saying, Umzuki laban, faqad tala'a al-fajr. The morning is soon to dawn upon us. Before that happens, mix some water in the milk that we are going to sell. So the girl said, oh my mother, did not Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the faithful, Umar radiallahu anhu, say in his khutbah that it was impermissible and Allah dislikes this? Cheating is not permissible in Islam. So the mother said, Amirul Mu'mineen is not here. Amirul Mu'mineen is not listening, he is not looking at us. Quickly, do what I am telling you to do. What was the difference between the two? The mother did not have the quality of ihsan. And the daughter had the quality of ihsan. Because the mother did not have the quality of ihsan, she could not prevent herself from disobeying Allah. And because the daughter had the quality of ihsan, she was able to prevent herself from the disobedience of Allah. So the mother was not a muttaqiya, but the daughter was. When the mother said, Amirul Mu'mineen is not here looking at us, she said, In kana Umaru la yarani, fa ilahu Umar yarani. Oh my mother, if Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar is not looking at us, then the ilah, and the Allah and the Ma'bud of Umar is definitely looking at us. Conclusion. Without the support of Allah, without the help of Allah, without the assistance of Allah, no one can become successful neither in this world nor the hereafter. No one can become successful individually or collectively. Only through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a person can become successful. وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves helping you, who will be able to help you? And if Allah helps you, إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمْ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you, then no one will be able to overpower you. كَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. It is less in number. There are so many incidents, Allah says in the Quran, that people less in number, less in quantity, overpower people more in quantity and more in number. Bi-iznillah, through the hukam of Allah. Because Allah was with them. If we make Allah ours, if Allah becomes ours, if we make Allah ours, if Allah becomes ours, if Allah becomes our helper, our supporter, nothing can overpower us. Individually or collectively, Allah will grant us success in every facet of our lives. Allah will grant us success everywhere, in everything we do. In our lives, at the time of death, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, during reckoning, on the pulsira, how do we acquire the support of Allah? By adopting taqwa. By becoming muttaqin. And how do we become muttaqin? By becoming muhsin. By acquiring the quality of ihsan. When we gather together with the intention of acquiring tazkiyah of the heart. Tazkiyah, we are here for tazkiyah. We are here for islah. We have found a sheikh for tazkiyah. We have found a sheikh for our islah. This tazkiyah and islah means we have found a sheikh who will guide us and inshallah purify our hearts and make us muhsin. Make us muhsin. The quality of our heart will change. And when the quality of the heart changes, the mind changes. And the mind will always think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching me, Allah is watching me, Allah is watching me, Allah is watching me. Even when he is alone, he will not be able to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he knows he is not alone, his creator is with him. Everything is for him. This world is for him, the hereafter is for him. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Oh Allah, if you one is not mine, then despite having everybody and everything, I have nothing. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Tu ek mera, to sab mera. If you one is mine, then everyone and everything is mine. Salak mera zami meri. The heavens are mine and the earth is mine. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. To ek mera to sab mera, salak mera zami meri. If Allah is ours, everything is ours. And to make Allah ours, we have to look after His commands. Ihfazillah yahfaz. Ihfazillah tajidhu tijar. We have to become muttaqi. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. And in order to become muttaqi, we have to become muhsin. And it is this effort of trying to become muhsin that we have all gathered together here in the Masjid of Islamic Dawah Academy. Let us give these 9-10 days our best and try our utmost to become muhsin before we leave the Islamic Dawah Academy upon
the announcement of Eid al-Fitr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa akhiru al-mustaqeer. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مسرف القلوب سرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم اهدِ الناس جميعا. اللهم اهدِ الناس جميعا. اللهم اهدِ الناس جميعا. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم آتك رقابنا من النار. اللهم اجعلنا من اتقاء شهر رمضان. لا اله الا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنه ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم حبب الينا الايمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من المتطهرين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين المخلصين المخلصين المحبوبين المتقين. اللهم اجعلنا من اوليائك المقربين الصديقين. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين.